Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our all-age service on this first Sunday in February. Hannah's going to come and introduce our service today.
In our service today, we shall find out about the Ten Commandments. God's laws help us to live well. They teach us how to get along with God and other people. They light up our way. Let us worship our holy God.
Thank you, Hannah, for our lovely introduction. So we are going to worship our holy God. So I invite you to stand as we sing together. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, your power can change us. And Father, we bring ourselves before you. We kneel before your throne this morning, acknowledging you as the one true God, the one holy God. All creation looks to you, and you provide for all our needs. And we thank you, Lord, this morning. We put our trust in you. We raise our voices to you. We lift our hands and our eyes to you. Father, thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for all your goodness. And we celebrate that here today. Accept our praises, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please take a seat.
To introduce the theme of our service today, the Ten Commandments, I thought it would be helpful if you could think of a rule or a command at school, maybe, and it might begin, do not. That gives you a clue, that's often a command, do not do this. So think of a command or a rule at school or at work or in life in general, and think about what would happen if that rule didn't exist or if it was broken. What would the consequences be? So just have a little chat together across the rows. See if you can think of a rule in life and why it's there. Okay, if we come back together, I'm going to ask Muritala, my right-hand man, if he can come and be our microphone monitor for this morning. So let's hear some of these rules and reasons. Who'd like to start us off? Just put your hand up if you'd like to share one of the rules you thought about. Oh, Ian's got one.
A bit contentious, the offside rule.
Oh.
Now, what would happen if we didn't have the offside rule? There'd be a lot more goals for a start, so that'd make it more entertaining. That's what I think, anyway.
One for the kids. No TV before lunchtime on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
No TV. Is that a rule in anyone's house for a time? After a certain time? Thank you, Richard.
When you're driving, to stop at a red traffic light.
Oh, yeah. And what would happen if we didn't? Are you supposed to? Dave says, are you supposed to? Well, it's dangerous, isn't it, if you don't? Cause injury. Yeah. Mick's got one over there, and maybe down here.
Apparently in this county and in Cambridgeshire, it is not compulsory to stop at white lines.
Okay. Thank you, Mick. Okay.
We've heard about stopping at red lights. What about driving on the left-hand side of the road?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? Any? Trish?
When I was working, I had one rule. Do as I tell you.
And what were the consequences, Kathy, if they didn't? Buried, yeah.
A school rule that was always negative was don't run. And we had this input where we all had to be positive to lead. And it, so you used to have to shout at the top of your voice, walk, don't run.
Okay. And I'm sure they did. That's the thing, isn't it? A bit of fear there. And sometimes we obey out of fear, don't we? Yeah. Okay. Any final ones? Okay. Thank you very much, Tala. Thank you. Thank you. Do we like rules and regulations, commandments? Do we like them or not? Well, if we're honest, sometimes we think rules can be a little bit like fences. Yes? You know, a fence around us, you know, that's preventing us from getting to be where we want to be or do what we want to do. They can feel a bit like a fence, blocking us in and trapping us. And maybe that's why some people break the law, because they seek freedom. They want to do their own thing. And sometimes that can be selfish. So we can feel fenced in. But also, at their best, rules and commandments are about fencing off, okay? Fencing off. So say if there was a really big drop, like about 30 feet here, you know, you could put a fence here so that I wouldn't step off and fall down into a big hole, which might be very funny, but not for me. So sometimes laws can fence off. In other words, they keep us safe. They protect us from danger, like going through the red light. So rules and commandments, although sometimes we think, oh, why is that rule in place? It's stopping me from doing what I want to do. Actually, it's keeping me safe, and not only me, but keeping other people safe as well. And that's what commandments are at their best. They can fence off danger. Well, today we're going to remember how God gave his people some commandments to live by. We're going to watch a short animation in a moment, which shows the way that God first helped his people Israel, bringing them out of slavery in Egypt and providing for their needs. And he set them apart as a holy people for himself. Why? Because he loved them so much. And in return, God wanted them to love him back and to love one another. So he gave them the 10 commandments. So we're going to take a look at this animation that tells the story.
God led his people out of Egypt, heading for the Promised Land.
He had parted the Red Sea for them, and now they were in the desert. Soon, the people began complaining.
We should have stayed in Egypt. There we had meat and all the food we wanted. But we'll starve to death in this desert.
But God still loved his people. He made sure they had plenty of food and water. He gave them a strange white food called manna. It came from the sky and was very good for them, but still the people whined and complained. Once, God even made water come out of a rock so they would have fresh water to drink. The people were happy to have water, and they stopped whining for a little while. One day, God called Moses up to the top of a mountain to have a talk. God gave Moses many rules to help his people know how to live. God wrote the rules on stone with his finger. We call these rules the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God. You must not have any other gods except me. Do not worship or serve any other gods or idols. Do not speak the name of the Lord your God thoughtlessly. Keep the Lord's day holy. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder anyone. Be true to your husband or wife. Do not steal. Do not tell lies. Do not wish for someone else's things.
We're going to put those commandments on the screen again just to let them sink in once more for ourselves. And the first four read like this as we heard them. I am the Lord your God. You must not have any other God except me. God claims us completely. Do not worship or serve any other gods or idols. Do not speak the name of the Lord your God thoughtlessly. Keep the Lord's day holy. And if God's people keep these commands, then they live in a right relationship with God. So these are like vertical commandments, up and down, between ourselves and God. And if God's people obey the following commandments, then they live rightly between each other. And we'll show those ones there. Honor your father and mother. Do not kill anyone. Be true to your husband or wife. Do not steal. Do not tell lies. Do not wish for someone else's things. So if we get that relationship with God right, then this should follow. We should live rightly with each other. Our next song declares God's word given to Moses and echoed by Jesus. Love the Lord with all your heart. So let's continue in worship. We've got some colouring sheets and activities for any of the younger ones for the rest of the service. As you listen to what's been said, you can multitask and choose a colouring sheet as well to do. At any time in the rest of the service. Well, Did God's people keep his commandments? Sadly, they were quick to turn away from God and his laws. Do you know, even before Moses came down from the mountain, the people of Israel were making fake gods out of gold and silver and wood and worshipping them. And we know it's part of our human failing to turn away from what God wants for us. And you can go back as far as the Garden of Eden. And the snake said to Eve, "Did God really say, do not eat the fruit? Did God really say?" And ever since then, we've been led astray by the enemy and had that voice when it comes to commandments and laws. Did God really say? We justify ourselves in breaking his commandments. And to illustrate this, Joe and I are going to share a dialogue which shows how easy it is for the Ten Commandments to become the Ten Amendments. So we're going to share in this dialogue. "And God spoke all these words, saying,
'I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me.'
Just for 1 hour exactly on a Sunday morning.
'You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below.
With the exception of your favourite football team, TV programme, and of course, good old money.
'You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
Except when you encounter that road user going through the red light, who thinks that indicators are for decoration.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.'"
Holy free, to laze at home and read the newspapers.
"Honour your father and your mother."
Or at least tolerate them.
"Do not kill."
Unless your aim is to prevent war.
"Be faithful to your husband or your wife."
Although they can't see if you're thinking about someone else.
"Do not steal."
I know someone who can get you just what you need off the back of a lorry, going cheap.
"Do not lie."
Just be economical with the truth.
"Do not wish for someone else's things."
But the Bible says that only applies to your neighbour's donkey. It's got nothing to do with wanting to get your hands on his S-Class Mercedes car.
"You must love the Lord your God and keep his commandments."
Well, 4 out of 10 be good. The Ten Amendments. It's in our nature, isn't it, to be selective about God's Ten Commandments. But breaking one commandment seems to have a knock-on effect. A bit like a line of dominoes. When one falls, they all fall. We're going to see a clip now from the animated film Robots. And in this clip, Rodney Ratchet is at the home of his boss, Big Weld, who's got quite an elaborate setup of dominoes in his hideout. But let's see what happens when Rodney decides just to simply breathe, maybe where he shouldn't. Well, those dominoes that we saw there can represent the Ten Commandments. And if we break one of them, then we can set off a chain of events that affects the whole of our lives and gets us into trouble. And even within the Ten Commandments themselves, whether we start at the first one or the last one, if one falls, they all fall. So that is to say, if God is not first in our lives, if we don't love him first of all and make him our priority, then we can fall into the trap of worshipping idols, and it falls. Misusing his name, and another one falls. Not respecting his holy day, and another one falls. And equally from the other end, if we envy what other people possess, that last commandment, then we may be tempted to tell lies about them, and it falls. Or steal from others, and it falls again. So those little dominoes can knock down the big ones, as we saw. The little laws are important. We need to hear what Jesus has to say, how he can help us. And Katie's going to bring us a reading based on Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 to 40.
An expert in the law of Moses asked Jesus, "Teacher, which command in the law is most important?" Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Thank you very much, Katie. We think of all the thousands and thousands of laws that followed after those Ten Commandments that are in place today. But there Jesus says all of those laws can be summed up by saying, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. What wise words of Jesus. And we know that when we break God's commandments, we hurt ourselves. Somebody said we can't actually break the commandments. We can only break ourselves against God's commandments. That's a thought, isn't it? We can be broken when we break God's commandments. We hurt ourselves and we hurt others. We know, as Jesus said there, love is the answer. And God is love, and he is always ready to forgive. So as we've been sitting here this morning thinking about the commandments, maybe God has been prompting us to think about something maybe recently or in the past that we want to say sorry to God for today. And so Jediah is going to come and lead us in our prayer of confession. So let us pray.
Our God, we thank you that Jesus has taught us that of all the commandments given by Moses, loving you and loving our neighbour come out on top. Loving sounds like an easy thing, but we find it so hard to do. Forgive us when we fail in this commandment and help us to forgive others when they fail to love us. Help us to love our neighbours as we love ourselves. We pray for those people who find it hard to love themselves. May they know their value as precious children of a loving Father. Amen.
Amen. Well done, Jedi. Yeah. So God, loves us into change. He loves us into change. And he gives us the wisdom and the strength to know and do what is right. And that's our theme in our next song together. We look to God.
I think that's really good news, isn't it, to us as his people, as his children, that our God reigns, he's in control, and we are putting ourselves into his hands, asking him to reign in our lives, and therefore that enables us to keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Shall we sing that word, those words again as a prayer over our lives, as an invitation to ask God to come and take control? Let's sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns forever all my days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Please be seated. How wonderful to know that God knows us and loves us, and we are being changed into his likeness. We know that we trip up and we break his commandments. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we are judged by God's commandments. The law has no power to save us. Someone has said that the law is like the light that reveals how dirty the room is, not the broom that sweeps it clean. The law is the light that shows how dirty the room is or how unclean our hearts are. But it's not the broom that can sweep us clean. But we thank God. He has done something to clean up our lives. He sent his son, Jesus, who never sinned, who never did anything wrong, who loved his Father God and his neighbor completely. And he took upon himself all our mistakes, all the punishment that should have been ours. He took it all upon himself on the cross when he died. And when he rose again, he gives us the victory today over sin and death. And that's good news. Mercy has triumphed over judgment. Grace has replaced law. And it's the Holy Spirit that God has given us, that lives within us, that helps us to do what is right, to make wise choices. Love and not fear is our motive for doing what is right. Love is the answer. It's love that makes all the difference. You know, it's religion that says, if you obey, then you will be accepted. But the gospel says, if you are absolutely accepted and know that you are accepted and loved by God, then you will obey. It makes all the difference. So as we go into this week ahead, I pray that what we've shared together today will stay with us to think again about God's commandments. To think before we act. to watch out for that domino effect in our lives and choosing to live God's way, the best way. Now, Sally and I are going to lead us in our prayer together. So let us just be quiet for a moment and just say to God what we want to say to God this morning. Loving God, your way to live is the best way to live.
You teach us how to live life carefully.
Help us to walk carefully so we do not crush the flowers we see along our way.
Help us to talk carefully so we do not crush the people we meet along our way.
Help us to listen carefully so we do not crush your voice speaking to us along our way.
May you be worshipped above everything.
May families be filled with love and respect.
Let love replace hate and violence.
Let contentment replace envy and greed.
We ask for healing for the sick.
We ask for peace for the worried.
Thank you for your 10 ways to live. Make them our ways too. Amen.
Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Sally. A reminder that our prayer team are here today and will be wearing the green lanyards. If you would like to talk to somebody about what God has been doing in your life today and to receive prayer, then just please ask one of our prayer team. God's word is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. It shines us on our way. So we're going to close our morning service as we sing My Lighthouse. And if any of the children want to stand up and join and lead some actions from the front. Well done. Great.
They did well, didn't they?
Very well. Very well done. As we dedicate these gifts and all that we have to God, Joe is going to come and lead us in our final blessing.
Let us live cheerfully. Let us live carefully. Let us live thoughtfully. Let us live prayerfully. Let us follow God. May his blessing rest on everyone. Amen.